The regular recommended daily dose of funny is just not enough. Thankfully, we have Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
So Riggins and I had a... We started having a little bit of a heart-to-heart yesterday on the golf cart of our charity golf tournament. We were riding around. Riggins was taking pictures for social media and stuff. You know, not a big scene with the ladies. So, I mean, I wasn't putting so much effort into it. You know, but if the ladies would have been involved, if it had been a ladies tournament, you know, I'd have been all up in it.
Sure. Get Paula Creamer out there and then it's a different ballgame. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm.
That's a real golfer lady.
Oh, I was like, who's that?
He's my favorite. Making golfer. Up some porn name or something.
I know. I was like,
it sounds like one.
Yeah, it did.
Paula Creamer. Like, Paula Creamer.
She's just smiling. Like, should I laugh at that?
I don't know. She's real.
I don't know what to do right now.
But the subject came up as to why so many people feel like I need help through day-to-day life and, you know, just on the spur of the moment. If I'm about to do something, that I need help doing it. If I'm in the middle of saying something, somebody feels like they need to help me finish what I'm saying or give me the words to say what I'm trying to say. And it happens quite often. And not just from my wife, but it happens with other people too. I have a friend named Glenn. I love him. It's great. One of the funniest friends I've ever had. But he, and I call him out on it, tell him how offensive it is. If I'm saying something, he will Google it right in front of me multiple times during a night of hanging out together because he doesn't believe anything that I'm saying. He has to back it up, you know, look it up on Google. And then they always say, well, it's because you're so sarcastic. I never know whether you're being serious or not or whatever. But I don't think that's it. I think that I just give off this aura of being dumb. Is it somebody dumb? Like a bless your heart, you need my help kind of thing?
I don't think so. I think it's because you're always joking around. But I could see why you would say that.
Like yesterday, my wife, who this was her second year of helping out, volunteering with the golf tournament. This was my 25th year of doing a golf tournament.
Yeah.
Maybe longer.
Yeah.
And she looked at me yesterday and she said, I think you need to get on the cart, you and Riggins, and you go around and check on people and speak to people and you know, see how they're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Say, so, okay, good idea. I'll probably do that in a few minutes.
Like you've never done it before.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and we had been there about 10 minutes. I mean, it was, I think y'all need to get out there. And, but it was clearly more directed at him. Like,
yeah.
Right. You need to do this because I don't like what you're putting out there.
Mm-hmm. Right. I like what you're doing right now.
Yeah, so what is it about how you act or behave that gives people the impression that you just don't know what you're doing?
I don't know. And other instances yesterday, the same thing. People within our organization telling me exactly what I need to say and when I get on the microphone to thank the sponsors and to do this and to do that.
Now that bothers me because you do this for a living. Not going around and saying, but on the mic, like that's your job.
Yeah. And it's almost like subconsciously when somebody is telling me the obvious thing, then subconsciously I end up screwing it up. Like,
yeah,
when my wife's telling me how to drive, like I don't drive a lot without her help, you know, in the car.
Mm-hmm.
If she's telling me how to drive, I'm ultimately going to end up missing a turn or doing something because, you know, subconsciously I'm like, I don't know whether it's saying I want to screw up just because she's telling me how to drive, or I'm so focused on her, you know, thinking, my thinking, hey, she needs to stop trying to tell me how to drive. And then I miss the turn or whatever.
Yeah.
But whatever happens, it gives her ammunition to, you know, justify telling me how to drive and then justify telling me how to drive the next time.
Right.
And then say, well, I mean, you said, you know, I don't need to be telling you, but you missed that turn last week.
I missed it on purpose.
It wouldn't be subconscious for me. I would be paranoid.
Yeah.
Like trying to make sure that I don't set her off.
Yeah.
And then I'd end up screwing up.
But, you know, we talk about that a lot, how Rob thinks that I'm stupid all the time.
I knew it was coming back to me.
Well, I mean, because we just had this discussion last week, you know, and I do. I think it has something to do with my speech pattern or something. Maybe
your speech pattern.
Yeah, maybe I'm like Jody will say when she interrupts me and all, and I'll go, okay, well, I wasn't finished. She'll go, well, stop pausing. Pause.
It's the comedic pause that you're trying to tell a story in the comedy way.
Yeah, and that happens to my son, too. He's constantly getting interrupted by women when he's trying to talk. And that may have something to do with it. We may speak in the same cadence or whatever.
Yeah.
But people don't think he's dumb, I don't think.
Not yet.
No.
It'll come around. No.
When he gets married.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
I mean, and I'm not saying I'm the smartest tool in the shed. But, I mean, I'm not an idiot. And most of the time, people think that I'm a moron.
But you don't let it bother you. I mean, other than saying it now, I would get very upset.
No, I mean,
like, don't tell me how to do my job.
Right. No, I mean, it does, because I look at it like, okay, well, obviously, I haven't proven to this person that I know that I'm reliable to do what I'm supposed to do, I guess.
To your wife? You've proven.
I haven't proven to her.
Okay.
She's the main one. Okay. But when it comes up at other times.
Yeah.
You know what it might be? It might be that you have a lot of answers and you have a lot of knowledge about life and various things. So maybe it's people relish the chance to
prove me wrong.
Prove you wrong or get ahead of it. Like, oh, you know what you should be, you know, you haven't screwed up yet, but here's what you could be doing instead.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe there's something.
Yeah. But the only thing that bothers me about it is if somebody's telling me something obvious, that I need to do something that's obvious and something that I was going to do anyway, and then I do it and it turns out well, that they're going to take credit for it. I'm the one that told him to do that.
Right.
You know, so maybe that's the subconscious part of me that screws it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How crazy is that?
Yeah. I like these therapy sessions.
I know.
Though.
Isn't it fun?
It is. But now I'm just mad. Because I know the person that told you to do something yesterday, and the person told me to do something too, and now I'm just mad. Because I didn't do it well.
Well.
You know what I'm saying?
So it's Jody, isn't it? It is Jody.
So basically, it's your right. Yeah.
She's the problem.
What was Jody telling you to do?
We gotta.
Other than don't leave.
Well.
Oh my gosh! Those two together.
Oh forget it. Just forget it.
Hey, we're going a mile a minute.
I have caught up on life for the past decade in an hour with her.
Well,
incredible.
Yeah. Well, it was cold out there yesterday for half the time, and at the golf tournament, and so Jody and Lindsay were given an area that they had to do the putting contest. They were officiating the putting contest. And so when that was over and y'all got a break, Lindsay had to go home and take care of her children. And then Jody texted me because Riggins and I were out on a golf cart, just to tell me that she was eating lunch alone in her car just to try to warm up a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I don't know if she meant, text with me, talk to me while I'm doing this, but it was almost like, okay, I'm sitting here freezing in my car.
Yeah.
I mean, she wasn't, but that's what it kind of sounded like.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, I'm alone in my car in the parking lot.
She was lonely.
Yeah.
She said, my friend's leaving, and I got to eat in my car by myself.
Poor thing.
By herself.
It's just poor thing.
Yeah. But it was fun.
It was a fun day. It was.
And I never saw myself in life giving Jody parental advice because I've been there. Do you know what I mean? Like, me personally, like
being a mama yourself.
Being a mom, but also living what her kids are living now, only, you know, a decade ago, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, I'm older than that. Hang on. Let me get this. Anyway, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah. My kids are about 20 and 18 or 9, 18 or 17 years younger than you.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, that hurt.
Aiden's 21, you're 40. Yeah. I didn't need Lainey's 24, so I don't know. I'm not good at math.
24, so 16.
Okay, so yeah. 16 years and 19 years.
Okay, when you say it like that, it makes me sound stupid. But in my head, what I was thinking is I could relate more to them now, yeah. But I can.
Anyway. Yeah, because you're a lot closer in age to them than we are.
Yeah.
You know.
But I'm a lot closer in age to you guys than to them. And now that I'm thinking about that. So anyway, that's fun.
But you were the cool one that took, you know, my daughter to places where her mom, her uncool mom didn't have to take her.
True.
You know.
And now seeing them date and do the things, I'm like, no, I get it. Like, I'm so.
Well, it hasn't been long since you were dating.
True.
I mean, how long have you been married?
I was 34, and now I'm 40, so what's that, 6 years?
Yeah, see? Yeah. So you were dating 6 years ago.
True.
Sadly, pathetically.
Yeah. Damn you all.
Still an old maid.
Yeah, yeah.
But then your life hit the hit the right track.
Right track, yeah.
And you got you a man.
Well, my advice sounds... really stupid now.
No.
More extra funny next.
It's the holidays, and you know what that means. We love telling you about Omaha Steaks. The greatest gift that you can get someone is a package from Omaha Steaks. Go to omahasteaks.com and then use the promo code TJR, and you're going to save big money. We'll tell you more about that in a little bit. But these steaks are absolutely delicious. Not just the steaks. They have chicken and pork chops and side dishes that melt in your mouth. Riggins, is this the best gift you get every year?
Definitely.
And your dad gets the same thing? It's perfect.
It's awesome.
Absolutely perfect. So steaks, chicken, pork chops, delicious burgers and gourmet hot dogs. I'm sorry, Franks. They call them gourmet Franks. the best you've ever had, and it's all top of the line delivered right to your house. OmahaSteaks.com is where you go to order, and you use the promo code TJR. You're going to save 50% site-wide, plus an additional $30 off when you shop early. That's OmahaSteaks.com. Promo code TJR, 50% off, and then another $30 off if you go now. It's Omaha Steaks.
Welcome to Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
Lindsay, I can't remember. Did you say that all of your family will come to your house for Thanksgiving, or are you going to both your husband's family and your family?
We're going, yes, to both. Because they're different nights.
Yeah, okay, yeah. So two Thanksgivings. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And y'all will have the same traditional Thanksgiving food at both?
I think so. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a double dose of turkey.
Wow.
Yeah.
Here is a lady who is letting everybody know on the social medias what her Thanksgiving plans are, and she doesn't care whether you like it or not.
And another thing, don't ask me what I'm going to do for Thanksgiving. I'm cooking a pot of soup. I'm eating me a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, and that's what I'm doing for Thanksgiving. And I suggest y'all try to do the same, or either do whatever you do. But that's what I'm having for Thanksgiving. The Lord let me live to see it. No, I don't want a house full of guests. No, I desire a house full of guests. No, I want to see a house full of guests. I want to be at the house, warm, sitting down, watching me a good Lifetime movie with my husband by myself, eating my pot of soup and a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Ooh. That's what I want to do. Be with my husband, cuddled up, eating some soup and a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
All right, now, what she wants to do is, in case y'all didn't get that,
yeah,
be at home with her husband, mm-hmm, eating some soup and a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Mm.
And my kids want to be there with her because they love a dang peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Who doesn't?
Do they like the big gatherings, though? Would they like the family all being together and stuff?
No.
And they don't have cousins their age and all to play
with? Not their age. Mm-mm. No. Nope. They're all older and... summer driving and
well, it's because you took too long to get kids.
Thank you, Rob. My younger brother has a newborn baby and a 2-year-old. So close, but.
Yeah, but I mean, like with his family.
Yeah, with his.
With the Chicago people.
Yeah, he's quite a big spread between his sisters and him in age.
Is he older or younger?
Younger. Okay. I like to call him an oopsie doopsie. Oopsie poopsie. Really? Yeah.
Well, thank God for that mistake.
Yeah.
Where would you be?
Probably happier. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, damn.
I'm kidding. But yeah.
Damn.
It was a joke, Rob.
That was a very.
So there's joke. Nobody in his family, like none of the in-laws or whatever, that kind of give you the, you know, a little bit of a snide comment here or there. And,
no.
Like they make fun of your accent and stuff.
Oh, no, they actually don't. Good. I think they like my accent. They find it intriguing.
Yeah.
They find it twee.
Kind of cute. Twee. You're kind of. I love that
word. And, you know, your daughter has it too. So they have to, you know, if they say they're making fun of your accent, they'd be making fun of hers.
And I like that you point that out because I will remind everyone that says say, that.
Okay. Well, if you don't like my accent, then you won't hear it out of your granddaughter anymore.
Yeah. Ooh. Ooh. Jab. Ooh. Love it.
Mm-hmm.
Love it.
Open threats at Thanksgiving. That's what I'm talking about.
Exactly. So you got that power now.
I know.
You know.
I love an open threat.
You can always, with the grandparents, you can always threaten to not let them see their grandkids again.
Yep.
Get whatever you want. His family got money, get some cash payouts.
Yes.
Like hold your child for ransom.
Yeah.
Hostage. So if you want to see your grandchildren, then you're going to have to pony up $100,000 in unmarked bills.
I love that. Or marked. I don't even care.
Yeah, you can have a mark.
I've never understood that. What does that mean?
I think they used to, they would mark the bills so whenever one got spent, the person would see it at the cash. The people at the bank or whatever would see it and go, okay, this is
stolen.
This is from the heist or the kidnapping.
Okay.
Or ransom.
That makes sense.
You know, my parents, when I told them that Lindsay's in-laws live in their neighborhood, you know, they got all the free time in the world, so they start digging. We're going to find out who they are. And at the end of 10 minutes, my dad goes, Lindsay's dad is on the White House website. What are you looking at?
He went down to the abyss.
He went down the rabbit hole hardcore in about 10 minutes.
Yeah. Well, actually, it's not that hard. You can just type in his name and it pops up.
Yeah, I'm sure that's what he did. But I was like, what are you doing over there? Give me your phone.
That's funny.
Yeah, I feel kind of like you shouldn't be able to easily find the U.S. Marshals on Google.
Right.
Yeah.
I feel like that's not safe.
list of them.
Well, I mean, they can't. He can't even tell your mama where he's going if he's going to be gone, you know, on some sort of a mission, some assignment. Yet you can Google him and find, he's on the White House wall.
Yeah.
Oh,
my God. So weird.
Everything about him. Oh, he drives a LeSabre.
I see where he lives.
Maybe Regan's dad's just really good at investigating.
Yeah, maybe he needs to be a CIA or something.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Could you imagine?
It caused this whole fight between my parents about like what department that would be in.
Yeah.
She's like, it's the Department of Treasury. I know this. And she's like, no, it's not. That's law enforcement. You know? He's like, look it up. I mean, they were just like getting heated. I was like, all right, calm down. You've never met these people. I only work with her. Relax. You don't need to know a thing about them.
Yeah.
And he's like, Brian, what did it say? I'm like, it's Department of Treasury.
Gotcha, man. Well,
yeah, I know. I'm like, I'm afraid to give any details because it's just going to give him firepower.
Yeah.
Either way, whoever you're helping, it's crazy. Told you.
Yeah, it says it right here.
Look at, pull it up on the, and he holds up his iPad to the room. You know, and the font is 120. I told you it's Department of Treasury.
All right. Ooh, go. It's Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.